Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clearly, folks are on polar opposite ends of this. It is whose fault it is. Hey, folks, it's everybody's fault. They're just not playing good basketball right now. Bottom line, Ty Lue can only put the players on the floor who are on the roster. He can shuffle the deck, which I think I'd love to see him do. The players are the ones who coughed up a 21-point lead and lost by 18 last night. The owner didn't do that. And until the players take complete ownership of the situation, I think it's not going to get fixed, personally. Joining us on the hotline now, he is the chief editor, president, everything you want at AmicoHoops.net. He is Sam Amico. Good morning, Sam.
Jeff, how are you?
I couldn't be finer. So riddle me this one. Folks are screaming about Dan Gilbert. Folks are screaming about LeBron James. Folks are screaming about everything that's going on and who's at fault. Sam, you don't go into a funk like this by just having one person at fault. This is on the entire organization, is it not?
Yeah, there are a lot of different layers to any time you're having a slide spiral like this. It's just, look, you know, as you just said, or as the reader just said in the email, the listener said in the email, the ownership tried to do everything, and the front office, the basketball staff, tried to do everything to make this work, you know, and nobody wants it to work like them. As angry and upset as the fans are, the ownership group is even, Dan Gilbert's more upset, I assure you. You know, I mean, he is spending this money, paying the luxury tax, gave these deals to, you know, guys like Tristan Thompson, J.R. Smith. He signed off on all of that. And now those contracts have become almost unmovable. And I don't know if you can really fault the owner for that. And to me also, when a team builds a 21-point lead, that means they're 21 points better than the opponent. And when they blow that lead, can you pin that on ownership? I just, you know, I don't. This isn't to excuse Dan Gilbert entirely, because there is some culture issues in the locker room that he may have contributed to. But to me, these are pieces that didn't fit, and they've been put together. You know, everybody thought they would fit when these contracts were handed out. Tristan Thompson, J.R. Right. Smith, Ahmad right. Shumpert. Everybody thought these pieces were going to fit. They fit just fine when they won a title a year and a half ago. But you know, right now, like you said, it's an organization-wide issue that they're having.
Sam Amico joining us. So if you're Tyronn Lue, and you know, Ty played in the league, played with some great players, played with some great coaches, he's been kind of steadfast in sticking with, you know, dance with what brung you. And I get that from a trying to look long-term and making, you got to get these guys on board. And if they're not playing well come playoff time, you're not going to go as deep as you want to go. I mean, that's pretty clear. However, can't you shake things up a little bit? Maybe just jolt the team a little bit, give them something a little different look, a little different feel?
You have to. You have to at this point, because what you're putting out there, and look, maybe Jetty Osman or maybe Ahmad Shumpert, maybe those guys aren't going to get the job done any more than J.R. Smith. You know, I don't know what you do in the front court without Kevin Love. You know, who else could you play? At this point, maybe you start Jeff Green. And nothing wrong with Channing Frye, but then you have that extra punch off the bench. I think if you're Ty, you've got to shake things up just to shake them up, because what you're doing now is not working. The lineup and the rotation you're using now is not working. And in his defense, he doesn't have a ton of options in terms of looking at his roster right now and saying, this guy is really getting it done. I'm going to give him a lot of minutes. Because really, there aren't very many people who fit that description on the roster right now. But you probably want to try some other combinations simply because the combinations you're using now have – look, the Atlanta Hawks have a better record than the Cavs since January 1st.
Wow.
That means it's time to shake things up and to view this as, you know, what we're doing now just isn't working, and it may not work, and it's going to get us bounced early in the playoffs. Now, that said, maybe you try the roster again tonight or the same lineup and rotation again tonight, and things change by 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Then trade deadline happens. Sam Amico joining us from AmicoHoops.net. Trade deadline, the way this team is playing, and I started saying last week, would you really invest that Brooklyn pick into this team right now? And it's become, and I didn't think so. I've been adamant. I'd love to see him hang on to that Brooklyn pick, unless you get a long-term asset you can build with. That's a different story, because that's what you want to turn that Brooklyn pick into. Is there any way they invest that Brooklyn pick into this team, and will you be stunned one way or the other if they do or if they don't make some kind of a deal before the trade deadline? I can't imagine that something doesn't get done.
Well, first of all, the Brooklyn pick, I don't think the players they want with that type of pick are available. They want somebody, if they're going to move that pick, they want somebody young who's, like you said, signed for a little bit, who they feel confident could carry this franchise or help carry it anyway, moving the Devin Bookers of the world. Think, you know, those type of guys, and they're just not available. The younger players who really are almost like a draft pick. Phoenix isn't going to move that pick or move Devin Booker for a draft pick in parts that the Cavs can offer. And there are other players out there like him that just aren't available. And I don't think they're in any rush. I think right now they're actually looking to maybe get some more picks at the deadline. I wouldn't be shocked either way, though. To answer your second question, wouldn't be shocked either way. They want to make a move. They're really trying to make a move, but you need a dance partner. Sometimes you need two. You know, with this whole Sacramento Kings thing with George Hill, the Cavs, the Kings are looking for another team to kind of help push this deal through. But it's going to be very difficult for them to make a trade. I think it's going to be more likely for them to make a deal right in the final hours leading up to the deadline, because that's when opposing teams get more desperate. It's when everybody gets more desperate to say, you know what, we don't want this guy anymore. The Cavs are the only ones giving us an offer. Let's go through with it. So it won't be easy for them. Plus, there are so many things to weigh if you're Dan Gilbert, Kobe Altman, and the basketball staff. So many things to weigh. Is LeBron James going to re-sign?
Yeah.
Is this team going to just get better from within, because they've done it before? And do we sacrifice the future for the now? I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think they will sacrifice the future for the now.
Your thoughts on LeBron's situation? And last night I gave LeBron a lot of credit. You know, he was just livid. And I thought he handled himself with some real maturity in his postgame comments. But what do you think this is all doing with him? And obviously he has, he's a part of what's going on right now. It's not that all the players are culpable for what's going on right now. But what do you think is going through his head when he's looking toward next season?
I think LeBron truly wants to stay here. I really do. I think that he wants to stay with the Cavs. I think that this is where he wants to retire. I don't think he wants to be like Dwayne Wade or Paul Pierce or whoever and come back to Cleveland as, you know, a guy who isn't really playing much anymore and then sign a paper to say he's retired a Cavalier. I think he wants to finish his career here. But I also think that there are some discord, disagreements with Dan Gilbert. That relationship has been on shaky ground for quite some time. And I think that there's a little bit of a power struggle. I don't want to say power struggle in running the organization, but just not a great relationship. They just don't mesh very well. Those two personalities, both very big personalities. And I think that that is something that he considers. I honestly think that it weighs on his mind. You know, I want to finish up here, but not if I feel like this is a dumpster fire, and so I feel like LeBron James, just a gut feeling, this is where he wants to finish. This is why he came back to Cleveland, right? It wasn't to win multiple titles. That's what he wants to do. But what did he say when he came back? I'm coming back because this is home. And I think it wasn't because, the Cavs were terrible when he came back. They couldn't make the playoffs.
And he said, I know it's going to be a process, and he wasn't expecting immediate success.
Right. And because of being who he is, which is, the biggest superstar in the league, he's going to be covered. Every move is going to be magnified by 1,000. So he can handle that now, but can the rest of the organization, are they able to withstand this, really, what is quite a storm surrounding the team? And I think if you're Dan Gilbert and Kobe Altman, you look at, we've got to just assume that if we do the right thing here, if we can make the right moves, that LeBron James is going to stay. Because honestly, that's why he came back, is because it's home, and that's why he wants to play here and finish his career here. And it is not going to be an easy task in these next 24 or so hours to find them. A trade isn't going to fix the culture in the locker room. Yeah. And Dan Gilbert and LeBron James need to come together, or at least find ways in that locker room to say, this is our team. This is what we have. We have the biggest superstar in the league. Let's go get it, and let's finish the job and stop worrying about everybody else and pointing fingers and doing all that stuff. Because if you do that, this is going to end quickly. It might even end in the first round.
Sam, thank you very much.
All right, Jeff, thanks, and good luck carrying the show and for the next week or so until Andy gets back, right?
Sam Amico from AmicoHoops.net, outstanding coverage on everything going on with the Cavaliers right now. And you can go check out his website, AmicoHoops.net, with the trade deadline coming up tomorrow. You'll get some good stuff there from Sam.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.